She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. And we're also so glad to have Carol Ault, who joins us here twice a month. Hey, Carol.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I just read a statistic that I wanted to talk about with you guys that I kind of thought was really crazy. What do you think the number one growing cancer is, the one that's like rising the fastest among 24-year-olds is? Take a wild guess.
I would say cervical because of HPV and STDs and things.
I would think colon, maybe.
That's my guess.
I think maybe colon cancer,
nope.
I would say.
It's a lung cancer.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Really? Smoking?
Not from smoking.
Marijuana? Because that's not good for your lungs either. I don't care what people say. So I know, right?
I mean, listen, a hot sauna is not good for your lungs either. So, you know, there's lots of things not good for your lungs. But I think that the reason that this is on such a rise is because we're putting synthetic fragrances into everything. What do you guys think about that?
What did the research say? Did they say where it was coming from?
They didn't know. They just said it wasn't from smoking. And pollution has gone down. I mean, I just saw the news this morning. The pollution in New York City from oil heat has gone down tremendously because New York City, for example, is really tough on oil, you know, heating oil. And the standards for heating oil. So and we see all these electric buses and electric cars. And of course, we've been working on emissions forever. So why is it going up? And I'm looking, you know, every time I get into an Uber or a taxi, they have 15 of those little smelly fragrant things, the Christmas trees hanging from their mirror. Or now they have those air fresheners that last forever. They last for months. You can snap it into your car.
I hate those.
And it's overwhelming. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had to stick my head out the window on the way to the airport, because even in cold weather, because the stink in the car from these perfumes is such that it gives me a headache. So I started to think, you know, we're putting them in our homes. We're spraying it everywhere. It's in our cleaning materials. It's in our washing materials. So when you get into your sheets at night, it's in our washing materials. So this fragrance stuff is all around. Not to mention some perfumes that have really carcinogenic ingredients in it that we're spraying every day, our shampoos. I'm looking at the fragrances around us, and I'm thinking that that's what we're missing. That's what they look at when they looked at the statistic.
You know what, Carol? You make a good point, because phthalates, which are found in fragrances, right? So they're found in plastics, so we know they're found in PVC. But you know, they're also found in kids' toys because they make things plastic soft, but they're also found in cosmetics, like you said, nail polish and perfumes. And like, you know, and I think you're not wrong, because the fragrances, first of all, companies don't have to disclose what fragrances are. That's proprietary information. So the word fragrance on a product can have hundreds of different chemicals, including phthalates. So if you actually go on to the Cancer Society's website, you'll see that there is a link between phthalates and cancer. So I don't know specifically lung cancer that I have. Obviously, we're just talking about this now, so I didn't have the time to go and research it. But it makes sense. And kids, I mean, I remember myself when I was in my teens, I would shower myself in perfume, and all the celebrities now that are coming out with their own fragrances, and you know, all these, you know, brands that are targeting these younger kids have these phthalates in it. So you know what, you could be onto something.
Well, it was just a weird thing that I saw this morning, you know, on the news about these statistics, and I thought, you know what, that's really something interesting to talk about, because you know, when you spray yourself with perfume in the morning and you've been wearing the same perfume over and over again. Even if you're not, once you spray yourself with perfume in the morning, that you become so oblivious to the smell. And I know many people complain about when women get into the elevator, they stink up the whole elevator because they sprayed so much perfume, because they basically become oblivious to the smell. They're nose blind, as one commercial likes to put it. They can't smell how bad they smell and how much they've dosed themselves with perfume. But they're breathing that in all day long. All day long. And then you go into your office
yeah,
and they're
terrible.
Spraying stuff and they're cleaning with cleaning fluids. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, you know, I run air fresheners, air cleaners. Of course, you know, I'm under contract with Aeris Air. And, you know, one of the reasons I would put my name with them, and believe me, a lot of people have come to me and asked for my name to make their products look healthier. So I feel a real responsibility to my constituency, if you will, in this, these political times, my constituency to be very, very aware of what I put my name on. But, you know, I'm running air fresheners and air cleaners all the time in my apartment, in my office, in my car. We have a portable one. And this is why I'm doing it. I won't even let my housekeeper or my office cleaner use anything except fragrance-free, ecological type cleansers like EcoMe, for example. I had them on my show, and I thought these guys are really onto something because they're really looking for very clean products that are made with lemons and oranges and things like that. And I thought, this is really extremely important, I think, to point out that you've got to be very careful what you're breathing in all the time, because it really does make a
difference.
You
really do. You know, I grew up with a dad who had, I guess what you'd call now, environmental illnesses. And luckily, my mother was not a perfume or nail polish person. But God forbid my dad get around anyone with perfume. He would literally get a violent headache and he'd have to like lie down for the day. So we grew up like, don't put on perfume. Don't put on makeup that smells. You know, your dad's really sensitive to it. And so it kind of made me more aware. This is like in the 70s. I mean, no one was talking about it then, but I guess it protected me from, because I've never used perfume because I just think of my dad. And then I think about, you're right, what if you go in a, you know, you go out in public and there's other people that have these sensitivities and you can be harming them. And it kind of harms us all. But that's not something we knew, I think, until more recently. Wouldn't you say, Andrea, that that's now with the talk about the phthalates and the fragrances and all that, that people are becoming more aware?
Oh, definitely. I think that's the case. And I think, you know, even myself, I mean, now I'll use essential oils, or Carol, I love the idea that you work with Aeris. And, you know, I know we did a show on it, but learning more about the proper, you know, air filters or purifiers that we should be using, and just not using all the chemicals that you know what? We don't need to smell chemicals. Like, we don't need to put them on our body. We don't need to, you know, I know a lot of us can't, you know, we get ready in the morning and we don't want to leave the day or leave our house without that finishing touch of that perfume. But at the end of the day, that perfume, unless it's, you know, an essential, pure essential oil, I'd leave it on the shelf. I wouldn't buy. I mean, that's me personally, but, you know, Carolyn, I know you feel the same way.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I heard you talking about your dad, and my sister is like that now. I can't even use shampoos with perfume if I know I'm going to see her. And the truth of the matter is I think if it gives anybody a headache, it has the ability to impact everybody in some way or another. It's not that these, you know, I hate thinking that these people are oh so sensitive and the other people are not. I think that they're just aware of how it makes them feel, so they avoid it. There's so many ways that these perfumes can affect you that might not necessarily be a headache. It might be a sinus infection. And then all of a sudden you go like, how did I get a sinus infection? Or I've got a cold, and you blame it on something else.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I think, you know, we launched on Naturally Savvy, we launched a women's health challenge.
Right.
Nature Care was the sponsor, actually, because they make organic feminine hygiene products. And we, in that challenge, and I recommend everybody listening to go to Naturally Savvy and click on our challenges and take the women's health challenge, because we go through this in detail and we talk about products that contain harsh ingredients like these phthalates, like the fragrances that we're talking about. So I'm happy that you brought up the topic today, Carol, because it's a good reminder for us ladies. I mean, we put on, before we leave the house, we are so toxic from all the products that we're using in the morning that I do think, you know, for that population, especially our kids, for all your moms out there, is to really, you know, show your kids what the healthier options are and just get them out of the habit of using any type of perfume or those fragrances. Whether or not there's that link to the lung cancer, we don't know. Carol, thank you for being on our show. You can learn more about Carol at her website, Carol.